sneakers on. He's got the Navy Grizzlies uniform. I like this one. I think it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a moderate collector, I would say. I won't be buying this for $50.
Yeah, it's $50. I mean, these old starting lineup figures were like $10. So, yeah. The price has, inflation is real.
Raking you over the coals for the nostalgia factor right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you got no chance, Bennett.
Yeah, so I ordered one. They're pretty cool. You can get them on Fanatics.
Story number three.
Can I interest you in a broadcaster trade?
Possibly.
Okay. So we know Aaron Judge is on the cusp of history here, right?
Oh, my God. Like, come on. Last night, are you kidding me? The Yankees scored 14 runs, and one of them wasn't an Aaron Judge home run. Like,
well,
come on,
man. Well,
you
bet that he was going to hit two, so you weren't even
so
close.
I wasn't paying attention to the game at all, and I just saw that it was like, I looked like late last night, and I think it was like 14-4 or something like that, and I was like, oh, did Judge get two home runs? No, he did not. He didn't even get one.
Anyway, so the broadcast is supposed to take place this Friday on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, they have, do their baseball Friday games. Yep, on Apple TV Plus.
It's exclusive to Apple TV Plus. Well, Yankees fans, this was according to a report by the New York Post, Yankees fans would like to hear Michael Kay call history. Because if Judge hits the home run, you're going to want your home broadcaster, the guy that's been doing it forever, that's caught a ton of these Judge home runs this year, to be on the historic call. The problem is, since the game is on Apple TV+, the YES Network, where Michael Kay works, is not going to get to cover the game. So they have discussed, or at least thought about, doing a broadcaster trade, because Steven Nelson, who calls the games on Apple TV+, could switch with Michael Kay for a very short-term contract. Michael Kay could potentially call the historic home run. To me, it seems a little bit far-fetched here and probably insulting. If you're Steven Nelson, you're supposed to be calling these games, that they want Michael Kay on the call. I have a feeling that they will end up not doing that. Hopefully, Judge doesn't make history that night.
Yeah, so the Yankees play the Red Sox tonight on Fox, which we're actually getting the Braves and Phillies here locally. That just says that on the guide. You're going to get the Braves on Bally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we'll get Yankees Red Sox on Fox. Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not, that's not what it says on the channel guide that I'm looking at. But, yeah, so he's got a chance to hit the one tonight, and then you want to get, I don't know, man. Do you think he's going to do it like that tomorrow night? Like, do you think he gets one tonight, one tomorrow night?
I think you really start...
I think there's a chance that this isn't even a thing tomorrow night.
Well, you start discussing seriously about broadcaster trades if he hits a home run tonight.
Yeah, if he hits a home run tonight, I think you really got to think about making that happen for the Yankees fans. Yeah, yeah, I get that.
Story number four.
We got a Thursday night football game tonight, Bennett. It is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are 4.5-point favorites. I believe the total is 38 points on Thursday night football games when the total is that low. I don't have it in front of me, but the under has the overwhelming advantage.
Yeah, the total's 38.
I don't know how much of this game I'll watch. I'm going to be honest, because it is a little bit, this is not something that catches my eye. We do have college games on tonight. I'll find something to watch. Hopefully this is entertaining. I think I've watched enough Mitch Trubisky, though. I would like to see Kenny Pickett get some run tonight for sure.
So we last week was the premiere of the Thursday Night Football on Prime, and it was that Chiefs Chargers game that actually did better than expected. They had they averaged 13 million viewers last week for that first game on Prime, and Amazon had actually promised their advertisers 2.5 million viewers, so they exceeded what they promised to their advertisers. But that game was bigger, you know?
Yeah,
Mahomes versus
Herbert.
You
they're not going to get the same numbers.
Yeah, like, I know this is a division rivalry, but these teams are both coming off a loss. I don't think there's a ton of excitement surrounding the Browns or the Steelers, frankly. Steelers, you know, are in a quarterback transition phase. The Browns don't have their quarterback for most of the season, so...
I think the Browns have an outside shot of being a playoff team this year, though.
Maybe.
They get Deshaun Watson back. and they haven't fallen too far off. Like, I think they have a chance.
It's the Steelers, so it's kind of a national brand. So maybe I'm gonna say that they do not do as good tonight as they did viewership wise in that first one last week.
I did like the viewing experience for sure.
It was good. Yeah,
when I was watching the first Thursday night football game, it was interesting to me that they just had so many people on the call. Like, it felt like a Monday night football game because they had Tony Gonzalez and Carissa Thompson and that whole crew, you know, talking at halftime, and they were their own thing. And then you've got Herb Street on the call in the booth, and he's obviously terrific, whether he's calling the NFL or college football. He's great. So I really did enjoy the viewing experience. I know there was people out there that was like, how do I get this dang game on my TV?
It's like, sure. Gary and Jeff talked about this last week. Like, most people these days have Amazon Prime just because people order stuff off Amazon all the time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Amazon Prime in our house. There's no doubt about that. No way I'm missing any of those Thursday night football games. But tonight, it's an all right game. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's just okay. It'll scratch the itch until Sunday, but not quite as exciting as Chargers and Chiefs.
Agreed.
That's for sure. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Have you ever dreamed of owning your own business? American National has been nationally recognized by Forbes as one of America's best insurance companies and is growing in your community. With training, mentorship, and continued support, you can build a successful business helping your community protect what they value most. With auto, home, life, commercial, and agribusiness insurance products. Contact David Washburn at 901-756-7557 or go to agentcareers.americannational.com to learn about your agency owner opportunities. Agents contracted with American National are independent contractors, not employees. American National Insurance Company, Galveston, Texas.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's is offering some amazing specials for this month only. If you're considering upgrading your furnace before the cold weather comes, Choate's is offering $1,000 off a new Carrier furnace. If you don't need a new furnace, Choate's is now offering its Early Bird $60 furnace tune-up. This 22-point tune-up includes a free carbon monoxide test and heat exchanger inspection. And Choate's is your indoor air quality expert. For the best quality air for you and your family, it's recommended to have your air ducts cleaned every 8 years. This month only, Choate's will install a free UV light system when you get your air ducts cleaned, a $500 value. Call us at 347-8086. To take advantage of these amazing deals. So turn to the experts with Choate's and remember, let our family serve your family.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer's.
You can't get much for $5 these days, unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT, plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink, all for just $5.
You got that bag, you got that Biggie Bag, you got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're gonna feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. When part of your offense isn't firing on all cylinders, it shows. And sometimes the only solution is to replace that part with something new. It's true on a championship team, and it's also true with cars. That's why I love eBay Motors. They have all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them.
That way, you can get the parts you need to make your car a winner. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Howie, how much money do I need to buy a diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
How much money you got, Danny? Because really, it doesn't matter. I could find anything for any budget at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Any budget?
Any budget and free financing.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Case Legal Media is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, all military members or military families or contractors that spent time at Marine Base Camp Lejeune. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time from 1953 to 1987, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-817-0385 now to see if you qualify. That's right. Marines, their families, employees, contractors, and anyone who lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as cancer, Parkinson's leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved, and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base to seek the justice they deserve. Billions have been set aside for victims of toxic water claims. If you or a loved one was at Camp Lejeune at any time through 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you or your family may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-817-0385. That's 800-817-0385. 800-817-0385.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Yes, so what if I was looking at you?
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish. It is hour number two, and that means it is time to talk to my columnist, the city's columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, did you celebrate the first day of fall with a pumpkin spice latte this morning?
I don't know that I've actually ever had a pumpkin spice latte.
That's a mistake. I am not embarrassed to say that I like a good pumpkin spice latte. People will probably
you
crush
like
me
a pumpkin
for that.
Spice latte.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good. From Starbucks. Yeah.
So I've had the peppermint, the Christmas version. What's that thing called? I've had that one.
Peppermint mocha, like, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. It's a Christmas peppermint thing holiday. And I get it probably twice a season, and it makes me happy when I get it. But I've never had the pumpkin spice latte. Never. I don't love the flavor of pumpkin generally. I don't love pumpkin bread. Pumpkin bread's fine, but it's not like in my top five breads or anything.
What are your top five breads? Banana bread's my number one. I can tell you that. Banana bread is fire.
What's number one?
Banana bread. Easily.
No. I mean, a bagel is a better bread than a banana bread, you know?
But a bagel isn't a traditional loaf of bread. I also like...
I'm talking about any breads. I like Indian, but I like non better than pumpkin bread. I like a bagel better than pumpkin bread. If we're going to count, are we going to count biscuits as a kind of bread?
I just see pumpkin bread as more of a dessert item.
No, if you're talking about flavored breads like that, if the choices are pumpkin or banana, then fine.
Or like lemon loaf. I like lemon loaf. That's like a flavored
type bread. How about a cranberry nut bread?
I do like that.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I like the cinnamon swirl raisin bread that you can buy in Kroger.
That would be higher for me. A cinnamon swirl raisin thing would be higher for me than any of the things we've mentioned previously.
Really? Interesting.
But that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought you would have recommended a pumpkin spice latte, so maybe I'll get one. Although, I'll be honest, like, If you step outside today, I didn't notice the cold snap that would have inspired me to get a pumpkin spice latte.
No, we're in Memphis, Jeff. We're not getting that for like three more weeks. That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing about the seasons. This transitioning to the season is you always get a tease, but you don't get real fall until like later in the fall. Especially.
No, here. I think of all we were discussing this on my show. Well, first of all, there was a Daily Memphian. Someone was doing a recounting of the seasons in Memphis are not the same as anywhere else. You know, you've got all the different summers. You've got hot and F this and melting and whatever. And then you get fake fall. which was last week, really, I think, where you think, oh, fall, and then you get more summer, which is what we're having now. That's the next season. But I think one of the problems with fall in Memphis is it's really the least meaningful season, because summer lasts forever, blazing hot, we know it, right? Winter is this drizzly, cold ass, whatever. But it, you know, spring is short but gorgeous in Memphis. Fall is short because summer lasts so far into fall, and then and even at its peak in Memphis, fall pales in comparison to the classic fall of the Midwest that, for example, you're familiar with the leaves and the snap and whatever else. We really don't have a very good fall. We are weak. We're weak at bagels. We're a crappy bagel town, and we're a bad fall town. We don't do fall well.
I would actually agree with both of those things. But so I think what my girlfriend likes about fall is fall decorations. Like decorating with fall things is like a very exciting thing in our house.
What do you decorate? What fall things do you decorate? Okay. You mean Halloween?
Well, same. It can be, but it also fall and Halloween are different. So we have in our house, we went on a trip to TJ Maxx not too long ago, and we got like a pillow that's like says something about fall, with got a truck with pumpkins in the back. We got some new dish towels that hang over the oven that have like fall leaves on them. I think we might have got a mat for when you walk in that's fall themed. We got a little pumpkin decorations to go on the mantle. We are falled up.
Are you seasonal? Do you have decorations for every season in your house?
We mostly just have Halloween, fall, and Christmas. I don't think we really have anything spring or summer.
You don't do spring. Well, I have the controversial view, and I get it. People have a different approach. I'm so anti-Halloween that I think Halloween is so wildly overrated.
Oh, Jeff, my God.
I tend to agree with you a little bit there.
Are y'all serious?
Halloween, well, and particularly for those of us who are bad at costumes, you know what, I think the divider there is people who really like dressing up on creativity and all that stuff about Halloween, because it's an excuse to do that. Those of us who are bad at that sort of thing, we hate Halloween. Because there's like, what? Come on, you're not 12, and there's pressure to do it. And so, but then in particular, then you eat a lot of candy that you don't need to eat. And honestly, in Memphis, I remember trick or treating one year with my kids, where there were mosquitoes still around. Like, it's not Halloween is no. I'm just not. And then grown up Halloween has become much bigger over the last 30 years than it used to be. You didn't used to have grown-ups getting dressed up for Halloween, but now you do, and that's fine. But I think Halloween is, I don't know if it's as overrated as New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day. Like, we have a lot of bad holidays, but Halloween is one of them.
Well, look, dude, you got an easy costume this year. You just wear your cycling outfit, and boom, you're Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, wear my cycling outfit.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Is it because you like candy? Like, what is it?
I know that Halloween is one that there's, like, no one really likes New Year's Eve, and no one really likes Valentine's
Day. No, that's not true.
There is a split when it comes to Halloween, because there are a lot of people for whom Halloween is their favorite holiday, and that's fine. People can like different things. Bennett, you like Halloween.
So, it's my wife's favorite holiday. So I like it because she likes it. My favorite is Christmas. I mean, come on, Christmas is amazing.
Christmas is easily the best.
Yeah. But no, I like Halloween because, and now I've got a 3-year-old, and so it's fun, right? Like you know, you get into the trick or treat.
Yeah, 3-year-old.
Yeah. And then I love horror movies, and so that's like, I mean, this is like the time of year. Yeah.
My girlfriend is listening, and I just received a text that said the best part of Halloween as an adult is passing out the candy to kids. She likes to see the kids happy. That's a good part of Halloween.
It can be a little stressful. I mean, it's cute when it's cute, but it can be a little stressful, like particularly later on in the evening where the bigger kids come and it's a little bit, you know, I don't know. Now, honestly, I don't get people in my house, so I have a giant thing of candy, and then no one comes, and then I'm just forced to eat it all myself to the point of throwing up. Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of Halloween. But back to I'll try a pumpkin spice latte, and I'll report back. And because yes. Now they're out, All fall we have them available?
Yeah, all fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They make it a while. They definitely do make it a while. Do you, as somebody that, I mean, you live on your own now, do you do decoration? Like, for Christmas, are you putting up a tree and stuff?
I only do decorations for Christmas.
Okay.
Because, well, if my, yes, I live on my own, but the kids still come home, right, whatever.
Right,
but
yeah.
We don't typically do Christmas here until we just sold the house in Buffalo this year. We always went to Buffalo. And so if you don't have the kids home for the holiday season, and then you also aren't home for Christmas, what is the point, right? Except I typically have a Christmas party, and so the Christmas party gets me to decorate. Like, I get a tree and I put up some, you know, skimpy decorations and stuff just because you got to be festive for a Christmas party. Yeah, I'm not like one of these people who, you know, decorates the lawn to the nth degree, et cetera. But I like Christmas decorations just fine. You know, I enjoy Christmas decoration, and the party gets me to do it.
On to sports. Ime Udoka.
Yeah, nice piece, by the way, on Ja Morant that you had. And the Memphis assistant at the Daily Memphian. I didn't know that he was basically, he's the greatest free throw shooter. Blake Ahern, is that how you pronounce the last name?
Yep, nailed it.
I didn't know best free throw shooter in NCAA history?
Yeah, over 94% for the career. 435 out of 460.
And his college coach was funny because he said, "You don't go to him for defense. I hope Ja's not coaching. I hope he's not coaching Ja on defense." But it is interesting how sort of, as you point out, how inseparable they are during practice and leading up to a game, and that speaks to the relationship they have. They're obviously, you know, different human beings and stuff. But I thought you captured it well. And do you expect Ja to be a better shooter? Obviously, we saw some progress last year, but it came and went. Do you expect better of Ja this year?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because he wouldn't be talking about this if he didn't feel like he was a better shooter. You know what I mean?
Right. Last year, all we got was, you'd ask him, are you going to work on the shooting? And he said, I'm working on everything.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
This year, he is more willing to talk about the need for him to be a better shooter.
Right. And to me, that suggests he wouldn't do that if he didn't feel like he already was a better shooter. And so I think he is going to be a better shooter when it comes to it. And I mean, when you play more years in the NBA and you've adjusted to shooting from that distance and you've shot a billion shots from those spots, you would think, right, that you would just naturally become a better shooter as you hit the prime of your career.
If you're committed to the cause, everyone isn't always a better shooter. I mean, there are players who don't progress. There are players who don't, you know, I don't know, did Shaq ever get better from the line just because he was, maybe he did, just because he shot a lot from the line? Or you have to be committed to the cause, but it does sound like Ja is committed to the cause, partly because, as you've pointed out in this piece and others, he's now acknowledging that he has to do things to protect his body, which aren't just strengthening his body, it's having a game that doesn't require him to get to the rim every single damn time where he's going to get beat up.
Right. And I think, honestly, that's progress for Ja. Just to have that mindset, because
right.
I remember going, watching some of these games, and he would get in the post game, remember, and he would say, I played on concrete, or, you know, you got to save me from me, you know?
Right.
And now it sounds like he is trying to save him from him. It makes
right.
a lot
yeah.
more sense now.
Yeah.
But,
no, it does make sense. And it doesn't mean that, you know, he's not. Honestly, it's not unlike you see with Josh Allen. Like, you don't need Josh Allen. The Bills don't need Josh Allen to be running the ball, you know, with abandon all the time. He did in game one against the Rams, but then he didn't have to against the Titans, and he didn't. There was not a single, you know. But that doesn't mean that when you get to the playoffs, he's not going to do it. And it doesn't mean that Ja, when he gets to the playoffs, isn't going to play with abandon. But he doesn't have to be night in, night out, hurling himself at the rim, you know, every minute.
Do you think, and I'm going to switch the subject here, because I brought this up earlier. Do you think if Ime Udoka was a Celtics player, that we'd be looking at a different situation. Like if Ime Udoka was Jason Tatum, would this suspension still be in play?
Well, I don't think no, but that's because you get into the collective bargaining agreement of what is allowed and not allowed and whatever else. So the collective bargaining agreement helps define what you can be suspended for and everything else. So that would kick in. But secondly, I don't know how the rules inside the organization apply. In other words, if you're a player, who knows who this person is that he had the relationship with? We don't know yet, do we?
No.
Okay. So let's say you're a player and you're having a relationship with someone in media relations, okay? Or you're having a relationship with someone who's on the training staff, okay? You have different jobs, but you're not really, you are not that person's superior if you are a player, right?
Right.
If you're a coach, I mean, I presume, we don't know who this person is or we're presuming that there is a power relationship here that was violated and that is why this sort of human resources rules kicked into play. I think it might have been different if it's a player, but I think there's a reason that it would have been different if it's a player. You know, it's not, they're not saying that I don't think it's true that all romantic relationships within the Celtics organization are banned. If there's two people who are co-equals in media relations who have a relationship, I don't think there's anything that wouldn't violate anything. I think it's pretty clear that here, at least the Celtics thought that the nature of this particular relationship, because he was the coach, and this person is very clearly, you know, that there should not have been a relationship there. And I think there's a reason that it's different if it is a player than a coach. It's not just sort of, we treat players different than coaches. I think there's a different power relationship because he is the coach.
Okay, well, then different question. Is it overdoing it to do an entire year suspension? Because obviously there's hurt feelings here, and people that matter are probably involved. You would have to think if, like, I'm saying people that matter, but people that are important within the organization at a high level must be involved if this thing is going to go an entire season with him suspended. Is it too much? Is that... Or is it just because of who it was that he had this relationship with that is what is causing this? Because I feel like
the difficulty here is we're talking about something that we know nothing about, right?
Like, right. Yeah.
We don't know who it is. We don't know the circumstances. We don't know. And so, like, I gather that Stephen A. Smith, I didn't hear it, but I gather he said that this is a black guy getting punished for doing something that white people have been doing for forever, right? And it is true that inappropriate work relationships have been a part of work as long as work has existed, right? And I'm certain that there's a lot of white men in power who have had inappropriate relationships with people, it's why the Me Too movement started. Right? Like, and so, but it's easy. I think it's kind of irresponsible to say that when we have no idea what the circumstances here were. Let's say, just for example, I'll throw out some hypotheticals. Let's say that it was a woman who reported to him, and the organizations, when they heard about this relationship, and let's just say other people complained of favoritism that this person, that the person who was in the romantic relationship was getting because of his relationship, and let's say the organization told him to knock it off, and let's say he said, okay, we will, and let's say they didn't. Like, that could have happened, right? I don't know. We don't know what happened here. And so given that we don't know what happened here, I think it's really hard to sort of speculate or imagine or even weigh in on whether it's too much until we know what happened. I'll say this, that if this was just someone who didn't particularly report to him, let's just say it was someone in ticket sales, okay? So there he is coaching the team, and it's a woman in ticket sales who's, you know, a fully grown up, you know, adult human being, and they're both single, and they have a relationship, and everything's fine, and no one is complaining about it, and the Celtics get wind of it, and they say, you can't have this kind of inappropriate relationship, you're suspended for a year. Well, that would be crazy. I don't believe that's what happened, you know? This would seem crazy and excessive. So sort of Chris, when he was on my show today, because they're talking a year suspension, he sort of hypothesized that it must be a little messier than just the technical violation of, hey, don't date people in the workplace. And I agree with that. If it's just some sort of technical violation of don't date people in the workplace, then this seems crazy to me that he would be suspended for a year.
I agree. We don't know the full story, but there has to be something here to me to make it a full year. I would 100% agree with that. And then the other side of this is I've been seeing stuff about Brett Favre all over my timeline today as a result of what's going on. And to me, when I just look at this, they're two totally different conversations. They're two totally different things. And what Brett Favre did is terrible, and he deserves to get bashed for it. I think that the outrage is that maybe this Ime Udoka thing is getting covered more than Brett Favre doing something bad. But I guess at the same time, Brett Favre doesn't play in the NFL anymore. Like, how do you digest all of that?
I'm sorry. People are saying that why is Brett Favre not getting as much attention or something like that?
Yes. Why is Brett Favre not in the news the same way that Ime Udoka is in the
news? Well, because it's kind of shocking if Brett Favre was still playing, you know, and if there was a quarterback in the NFL, let's say, if all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers had to step down because he was having an inappropriate relationship with someone, believe me, that would blow up. That's all we would be talking about today. And it would be more than we're talking about the situation in Boston. The Brett Favre thing, it is more serious, and it's criminal. He may well be charged with a crime here. And so it's not like Brett Favre is getting off scot-free, but the Brett Favre thing has been percolating for forever. It's not some new news, particularly. There's new developments. But Brett Favre, there's not some team that had its quarterback that all of a sudden doesn't have its quarterback. You know, it's not a bombshell. There's no bombshell here. I don't know about you, but when I saw the news out of Boston, I'm like, what? You know? And so it's because it's an active team. If the implication is it's because one is black and one is white and whatever, I fully acknowledge that this is a world where there is a double standard all the time. And we're seeing it right now with the rape kits. And so people who think we're like post-racial or we're gotten over it or it's been since that those people are insane. Race defines way too much of our world all the time. But do I think it explains why the difference? No, I think it has nothing to do with the difference in how we're talking about these two cases right now. One is an active, the Eastern Conference championships are going to be without his coach. One is going to be a quarterback that no one really was thinking about ever, except for in this context, who, you know, we're learning more and maybe even more of a creep than we thought he was. You know, but like if he goes to jail and the repercussions for him literally could be jail.
I would not be surprised if he goes to jail. And what he did is terrible. So, I mean.
Oh, no. He was robbing from poor people.
100%. You know? Yeah.
That is much more, you know.
Well, robbing from anyone is bad.
Right, lamentable than having a consensual relationship with someone. But again, 100%. I don't believe that it's as, I think it's probably a messier relationship than we're imagining. And by the way, it's the Celtics who are meting out this punishment. It's not any, you know, And maybe we'll learn more about it. I suspect we probably will, because that's the nature of the world. But I think it's kind of bizarre that people could weigh in with a hard opinion about what the appropriate punishment is, given that we know nothing about what he did. You know, we know none of the specifics about what he did or what he's being punished for. So that, I think that's a tough one for me to have a hot take about.
Right. Well, we'll hopefully have some sort of answer to that soon. And obviously, I don't think that matters quite as much to the Grizzlies in the Western Conference, but they do have a game against the Celtics on ABC this year, so we'll see if that has Ime Udoka in it or not. All right, Jeff, I appreciate you joining me as
good talk,
always.
Man. Happy fall.
Yep, happy fall. Go get a pumpkin spice latte. I hope he's ready for his race this weekend. It should be a big one for good old Jeff Calkins.
What are you talking about?
He's got his 100-mile bike ride this weekend.
Oh, okay. He needs a little pumpkin spice to get him
little pumpkin
get him fired up for Jeff, it. A little fuel, yeah.
We'll get him a pumpkin spice sponsor on his on his bike soon.
Love it.
Jeff Calkins, sponsored by Starbucks. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about some of these college football games this weekend. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Summer's over, but that joint pain is still there. It's time to do something about it. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish, and what I want you to do is call QC Kinetics now. You've put it off long enough. It's time to get real. Lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulder, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Regenerative medicine uses highly concentrated healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting breakthrough natural approach to eliminating joint pain. Lots of people here have done this now, and they are living to the life to the fullest pain-free. Don't assume the old ways of dealing with joint pain are the only ways. Call QC Kinetics today. Stop putting it off. Call now for a free consultation, 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010, 901-445-1010. 10-10.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff at the Smile Center, but here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center, in-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. Smile Center Memphis.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
More than 48 million people struggle with hunger every day. Food insecurity has a devastating impact on our children, hampering their ability to focus and learn in school, as well as their overall well-being. This month at Kroger, we're joining forces with Feeding America through our Roundup at the Register program. All funds donated through Roundup in September will go directly to your local food bank. Roundup is a way for Kroger and our customers to give back to the communities we serve.
Traveling? Volunteering? Spending time with family? What's your retirement look like? With income planning from Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can help you grow and protect your wealth. They'll look at your full financial picture and help you create a flexible strategy that considers things like market conditions and healthcare expenses, so you can stop worrying about the future and enjoy whatever comes next. Visit fidelity.com/income planning. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray you get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Got a roommate. He won't move. If he won't smoke, he the cool. He drilled.
We have college football on tonight. If you are interested in that, if you're not an NFL person and you'd rather watch college football, we have three matchups for you on TV. The first game between West Virginia and Virginia Tech. West Virginia is a 2-point favorite. They enter 1-2. I have watched some West Virginia a little bit this year. I did watch almost the entire West Virginia Pitt game. I know that they lost to Kansas in overtime, which, shout out Kansas, they sold out their game against Duke this weekend. Kansas football, all the way back, they got a sellout crowd against Duke.
Over under on how many times they say on the broadcast, this is not a basketball game, folks.
Three.
Yeah.
Three.
They'll open with that.
Right.
So, and then they'll do it coming back after halftime.
So that's two. So what are you taking? I said
I'm
going to
say they say it at least four times.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll take the over as well. But, West Virginia in action tonight against Virginia Tech, 2-point favorites. Of course, the quarterback for West Virginia is JT Daniels, who was the backup quarterback at Georgia for a while. He hasn't been too bad this season. 67 of 104, 753 yards, 6 touchdowns, and just 2 interceptions. Both of these teams kind of stink, if we're being honest. Yep. But I do think that Virginia Tech is really, really bad because I watched one of their games against Old Dominion this year, and I will take the Mountaineers tonight in this game to cover the spread. But it is Enter Sandman in Blacksburg, Virginia, so home field advantage for Virginia Tech. The other games on tonight, you've got Coastal Carolina against Georgia State. Coastal Carolina enters at 3-0. They've been like one of the best teams in the country to come from these smaller conferences in the last few years.
They're a team that, like, you know, depending on how stuff shakes up over the next couple seasons, like, that would be a team that I would want in a conference with Memphis. Like, if Memphis wasn't able to get, like, I wish they would come over to the American over some of these other teams that are coming over.
You want to play Coastal Carolina in basketball?
I mean, but I'm, you know, we're talking I get what you're saying. You want Memphis
to go to the Big 12, but yeah.
Of course, yeah. I'm just saying, like, some of the schools that are coming over to the AAC, like, I'd rather have a school like Coastal Carolina for football, you know.
Coastal Carolina over Rice?
Of course.
Over UAB?
Well, we're getting UAB.
I know, but would you rather
Rice isn't coming.
John mentioned Rice earlier today.
Rice is coming to the AAC? Are we sure about that?
John mentioned it during the basketball segment.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that's a nightmare.
I think UAB's a better program.
Heck yeah, Battle of the Bones. I'm excited to have that back, honestly. And they've never been a terrible basketball program, right? Like, they're competitive sometimes. Yeah, of course. So, yeah, I'm excited to have UAB back in the fold.
Yeah.
Let's get that back.
I mean, a lot of the other schools you could do without. But UAB is kind of exciting, and it's a drivable game if you're a Memphis fan. But, yeah.
They got a new stadium.
Yeah.
Got a new football stadium. Yep.
It's pretty nice.
Have you been?
Yep, I have been there. I've been to cover some practices there. But Coastal Carolina, as I mentioned, 3-point favorite over Georgia State. And then if I can interest you in Illinois football, which is really hard to do, Illinois is a 21-point favorite against the Chattanooga Mocs, the pride of East Central Tennessee, I guess. That game I will not be watching. I'll be watching Steelers and Browns tonight.
Yeah, I think so too. We'll talk about all these a little bit more coming up in Dinner to Go. I got some game previews for you.
You got some picks?
Yes, sir.
Big Bet Bennett's always got some picks. We'll do that when we come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The SEC.
Hooker out of the shotgun. Option play. Gives it Sampson to the 10, to the 5, to the checkerboards. He dives to the pylon.
Number 20 Florida takes on number 11 Tennessee. Saturday, pregame begins at 12:30. Kickoff at 2:30 live on 92.9 FM and 680 AM throughout the Mid-South.
The SEC.
SEC.
All fall, y'all. Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then, wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Turn game time into showtime with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Must be in Tennessee. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit, Seltos P738, 6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709, 8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-22.
Hey guys, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I want to give you a tip. If you need a gift and you don't have any, you got to get diamond stud earrings. It's the little black dress of jewelry. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night that sounds like this. Into a night that sounds more like this. Ah, that's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Long Shot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's is offering some amazing specials for this month only. If you're considering upgrading your furnace before the cold weather comes, Choate's is offering $1,000 off a new Carrier furnace. If you don't need a new furnace, Choate's is now offering its Early Bird $60 furnace tune-up. This 22-point tune-up includes a free carbon monoxide test and heat exchanger inspection. And Choate's is your indoor air quality expert. For the best quality air for you and your family, it's recommended to have your air ducts cleaned every 8 years. This month only, Choate's will install a free UV light system when you get your air ducts cleaned, a $500 value. Call us at 347-8086. To take advantage of these amazing deals. So turn to the experts with Choate's and remember, let our family serve your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The Settlement Specialist, LLC, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time between August 1, 1953 and December 31, 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. That's right. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base affected by injury to seek the justice they deserve. Billions of dollars have been set aside by the government to compensate victims. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune during this time and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation, even if you were denied a disability claim in the past. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-305-1562. That's 800-305-1562. 800-305-1562.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Back for the final time today, Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish. Big thanks to John Martin for joining us at 4:25, and big thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us earlier this hour. It's time to do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that Rice is indeed coming to the American Athletic Conference.
That is disgusting. Like when you said that in the last segment, I was like, Rice isn't coming to our, the AAC didn't want Rice. What are you talking about? And then you read me the list of the teams. I was like, they really did bring back Rice.
It was such
Where Memphis is back with Rice again. That is awful. Let me tell you something about Rice.
here we go.
I know people are going to remember this. When the Tigers were like dominating Conference USA in basketball during the John Calipari years, Rice, I don't know where they play now, but I swear to God, they played at this gym that had like one of those gigantic like pull curtains that, you know, like when you have like a smaller event or something at a high school gym and you got a curtain that pulls all the way across half of the gym to cut it in half. And it was like so visible on TV. I remember just watching those games and being like, why is this team in our conference? Like, why do we have to play them every year? And they're back, and that's gross.
It was such a forgettable announcement because it was more shock of the teams leaving to the Big 12, and they made this announcement. Oh, look at all these teams coming to the AAC, and no one paid attention to it. I could have told you.
I tried to name them during the break, and I was like, okay, North Texas, they got UAB coming back. I was like, who else? UT San Antonio, that's one of them I remember. I couldn't name all of them, but
Charlotte,
Rice,
and UTSA, wow.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
We got an AFC North battle between the 1-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. They are at the 1-1 Cleveland Browns. Both teams coming off a loss last week. Browns favorites tonight at home, -4.5. I'm going to say the Steelers cover.
Give me the over. All the money's on the under tonight. Vegas knows something.
Yeah,
give me the 38 over.
38 right now. But yeah, I'm going. My bet is Steelers +4.5. Like, what? Why would I have confidence in the Cleveland Browns?
Not a Jacoby Brissett fan.
No, I mean, I know the Steelers didn't look good, but like, I'm just, it's the Steelers. If you tell me nothing about either team and just say it's the Steelers playing the Browns, who you like? We're going to go Steelers.
Just give me Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, just give me Mike Tomlin.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Oh, I did watch last night those first three episodes of the new Star Wars series, Andor. It was awesome. I saw a lot of people saying, like, this is Star Wars for adults. And I kind of get that because, like, my kid hated it and he loves Star Wars. He's three, so, you know.
Right.
But he didn't know what was going on. So it was pretty cool. That's on Disney Plus. I watched that new Jeffrey Dahmer, the first episode of that new Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix too, and it's good. It's creepy. But for tonight's viewing, you got primetime baseball on Fox coming up at 6. It is the New York Yankees taking on the Boston Red Sox. I believe that's what we're getting here locally. It says on the TV guide it's the Braves at the Phillies, but Braves are going to be on Bally, I would think.
So
I'm pretty sure locally it's going to be Yankees Red Sox, but I could be wrong about that. It might be Braves Phillies. That's what it says, at least on the TV guide. And by the way, Atlanta, they're just one game out of first place behind GP's Mets. Mets are off tonight, so that's something to keep an eye on, that Braves-Phillies game. And then in the other game, Yankees-Red Sox, we're waiting to see what Aaron Judge does, right? Two home runs shy of breaking the record for most single-season home runs in the AL. So we'll see if that happens, and then if we have controversy tomorrow night surrounding that Apple TV broadcast. You also mentioned the college football games. You got two coming up on ESPN and ESPN2. West Virginia at Virginia Tech on ESPN, and you've got Coastal Carolina at Georgia State on ESPN2. I like both road favorites tonight. I'm going with both the road teams, Mountaineers and the Chanticleers. Chanticleers, is that right?
No idea.
Chanticleer.
Let's roll with
it. No, you're right. Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
Is it a bird? That's a bird,
I think,
right?
It's got a bird logo. Who knows what a real Chanticleer is?
Their mascot's a bird. Yeah. So we're going with Coastal Carolina and Virginia Tech on the road to cover. You've also got that Chattanooga at Illinois game on Big Ten Network. Illinois -21, but Chattanooga's 3-0, so they might be able to cover. Illinois is not that good.
Let's go Mocs.
You like the Mocs?
Sure.
Mocs on the road?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good with that too. And if you're looking for something other than sports tonight, got another new episode of She-Hulk on Disney Plus.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, we talked about it in the first hour. New feature story out on Grizzlies assistant coach Blake Ahern and his relationship with Ja Morant. Really cool stuff in there. Some good stories about Blake. Some good connections there between the two of them and why they are so close. So make sure you go check that out.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I'll be back tomorrow. We will get you set up for a big weekend of college football and NFL football. It should be a blast. As always, thanks for listening. For Drew and for Bennett, we're out of here.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
So I was in Oak Hall on a recent Saturday morning. I walked in, walked past some beautiful Peter Millar shirts on my right, then looked down towards the women's section, discovered that someone was serving drinks. I asked Paul Cowers, what's the special occasion? He said, it's Saturday. Which is another reason I enjoy my visits to Oak Hall so much. You never know what's in store. Maybe they'll be having a trunk show from one of their designers. Maybe you'll bump into an old friend. I went one weekend and they were grilling cheeseburgers outside. The place will put a spring in your step. But there are a couple things you can count on whenever you visit. First, the best, most helpful sales staff in the world. If they can make me look good, believe me, they can make you look good. And second, they've got the best clothes you'll find anywhere. There was a beautiful hybrid quarter zip hoodie that caught my eye the other day. The sweaters are just starting to come in. The Howler collection has to be seen to be believed, and I'm a sucker for their sport coats and ties. It doesn't have to be a special occasion to visit Oak Hall. That's the magic of the place. Whether it's your first visit or your 500th visit, they make it special every time.
Life is short, and if we spend our time suffering with pain...
He's right. It's hard to be happy when you're in constant pain. QC Kinetics patient Chad admits the chronic pain in his knee really robbed his quality of life.
When I was going to the traditional doctor and getting the pain pills, my smile wasn't as big as it usually is. Going to my high school reunion on crutches, it was awful.
But then Chad visited QC Kinetics. He experienced the real power behind natural regenerative treatments. Using healing properties from his own body, QC Kinetics was able to restore and repair damaged tissue, finally giving Chad lasting relief with no drugs, no surgery, and no downtime.
And I'm feeling on top of the world because of QC Kinetics.
Learn how advanced regenerative medicine can help your body heal itself at QC Kinetics. Call now for